The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Rosedale of Cincinnati, Ohio, and has been brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur is in Maseches Megillah, Daf Yutes Amud Beis. The Mishnah teaches us that Hakol Kesherim Likreis HaMegillah Chutz Micheresh Shoite V'Katan. Everyone is kosher to read the Megillah, except for a Cheresh, a deaf, a Shoite, a deaf mute, and a katan, a minor. And in the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tuf Reish Peites Erechayim, Sif Beis, paskins that a katan is not able to be mitzi a gadol, an adult, with the reading of the Megillah. The reason is brought in the Tosfos in our sugya and Divrei HaMashal of the Rebbe, because since the obligation of a gadol is only considered a chad derabbanan, it is one rabbinic obligation, because the obligation of reading the Megillah is rabbinic in nature, and the obligation of a katan, there is what is called trei derabbanan. There are two levels of derabbanan here, because aside from the fact that the actual obligation of reading the Megillah is derabbanan, the whole concept of a katan, who is higia lechinuch, the of age, which requires chinuch, that is also only a chiyuv midirabbanan. And a person whose chiyuv is only based on two derabbanans is not able to be mitzi a person whose chiyuv is only one derabbanan. However, a katan is able to be mitzi someone else whose chiyuv is also two derabbanans. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Vav writes that since in Simen Tav Resh Ein Hei Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes that there are those that hold that a katan who has reached the age of chinuch is able to be mitzi, an adult, the obligation of lighting Neres Chanukah, because since both of their obligation is midrabanan, there's no difference between one derabanan and two derabanans. So that even though the obligation of the adult is one derabanan, because lighting the Chanukah candles is one derabanan, and the obligation of the katan is two derabanans, one derabanan being the lighting of the Chanukah candles, the other derabanan being the obligation to train and be mechanech a katan, even though it's two derabanan, it's able to be mitzi a person who is obligated with only one derabanan. And he says the same would apply regarding the reading of the Megillah, that according to this view, a katan should be able to be mitzi a gadol, his obligation of hearing the Megillah. Therefore, he writes, that if there is no gadol available, a katan can read the Megillah. The Sha'ar Tzion in Sif Katan Yud Beis brings down the Elia Rava, who explains that the reason the Shulchan Aruch did not bring this view, that a katan is able to be mitzi the gadol regarding the lighting of Chanukah, and he does not bring it by the laws of Kriyas HaMegillah, it's based on the Bahag, who writes that the chiyuv of ketanim in Megillah is only to hear the Megillah, not to read the Megillah. Therefore, according to everyone, he would not be able to be mitzi a gadol, their obligation in reading the Megillah, because their obligation is to read and not just to hear. In fact, the Rav Yah in Simen Tav Kuf Samach Tes is uncertain, according to this, if ketanim are able to be mitzi women whose obligation is also only to listen to the Megillah and not to read the Megillah. So on the one hand, maybe they both have the same level obligation, and a katan whose obligation is to only hear the Megillah should be able to be mitzi a woman whose obligation is to hear the Megillah. Or maybe it's not the same level obligation, and therefore a katanim would not be able to be mitzi women either. So the Bir Halacha writes in Divrei HaMashal V'Nashim that a katan is not able to be mitzi someone else if he was already yotzi's obligation, because the whole idea of afal pi sheyotza mitzi, the concept that one who was already yotzi a mitzvah is still able to be mitzi someone else with that same mitzvah, is based on the concept of arvus, that all Jews are responsible for each other. However, a katan is not bechlal arvus. A katan is not really obligated for his fellow Jew because he's not yet a bar mitzvah. An interesting idea is brought up by the Dagomir Ravava in Orach Chaim Siman Reish Ayin Aleph, who writes that a katan who already davened on the evening of Shabbos, and who was yotze in his Shmoneh Esrei, the obligation of Kiddush on the Raisa level, is no longer able to be mitzi women who did not daven Ma'ariv, who their chiyuv is only midrabanan. Because a person whose chiyuv comes from trade drabanan, from two drabanans, is not able to be mitzi a person whose chiyuv is based on one drabanan, like we mentioned earlier from Tosfos in our sugya. However, in the Chuvah Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Chelek Aleph, Siman Zayin, he argues on this and writes that since the obligation of Kiddush is that even a person who is already Yotze is able to be Maitzi other people, so also a Katan who already davened and was Yotze's obligation, we don't consider this like Trei Derabanans. We do not consider it like two Derabanans. And the Katan is also considered like one Derabanan. And the fact that he was already Yotze doesn't take him down a level. And therefore, he would be able to be Maitzi other women who didn't daven, even though their chiyuv is only one Derabanan. So the Dagomir Ravava holds like the Bir Halacha mentioned, that a katan is not in the parsha of Arvus, and therefore, if he was Yotze, he's not able to be Maitzi other people, and it's considered like two Derabanans. Now the Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, in Simin Kuf Pei Vav, Sif Katan Zayin, paskins like the Dagomir Ravava, that the katan is able to be Maitzi. And the Chazanish also paskins like that as well, in Simin Choftes and Arachayim Sif Katan Hei. Now all this pertains to hearing the Megillah read by a katan. The Mishnah also did state that HaKol K'sherim L'Kirsas HaMegillah, everyone is kosher to hear, to read the Megillah. That would include a woman. Now the Shulchan Aruch also brings a shita, Yesh Oimrim Shagam HaNashim Eina Motzias HaNashim, that some say that women are not able to be Motzi men in hearing the Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Zayin explains the reason that Megillah is similar to that of Kriyas HaTorah, and therefore she would be puzzled from reading the Megillah because of Kavod HaTzibur. It is not considered honor to the Tzibur for a woman to read in public because it is a lack of Tznius. Additionally, a woman is only obligated in hearing the Megillah and not in reading the Megillah, and therefore she cannot be Moitzi men who are also obligated in reading the Megillah. In the Kaf HaChaim in Sif Katan Yud Gimel, he brings another reason from the name of the Bala Dibros, because there's a problem of Kol Beisha Erva. The voice of a woman is considered in Halacha as a form of nakedness, and therefore she would not be allowed to read for men. Now the first sheet in the Shulchan Aruch, which states that a woman would be able to read the Megillah, obviously holds that this is not an issue of Kol Beisha Erva, because it's not an actual song. It's really reading, and it's really voice. L'halacha, the Levush, the Eliyarabba, and the Prichadosh hold like the Yesh Oimrim in the Shulchan Aruch that an Isha, a woman, should not be Moitzi men in their Chiyav in reading the Megillah. Now in the event that a man did hear the laning from a woman, the Ben Ishai, Paskins in Shana Aleph, Parshat Tetzaveh, Oisbeis, that Bidiyevet, he should read the Megillah, but he should do so without a bracha, because in the event that indeed a woman may be able to be Moitzi a man, if he did hear it in that fashion, he should not read the Megillah again with a bracha. because they may not be actually obligated. Now, what about a person who already heard the Megillah? May he read the Megillah for other people? So the halacha is that a man who already heard or read the Megillah may still read the Megillah on behalf of others, men or women, who have not yet heard the Megillah reading. Now, there are various opinions with regards to who should recite the brachas on the Megillah if the Baal Kirei has already fulfilled the mitzvah. Some place can make the following distinction, that if there are fewer than 10 listeners, then each person should recite his own bracha. But if there are 10 listeners or more, one of the listeners should recite the bracha for everyone. According to others, the Baal Kirei is always the one who recites the brachas. The common custom is for the Baal Kirei to recite the brachas when he is reading for men, and for the woman to recite the bracha when he is reading for women. This is based on the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tafresh Tzadik Beis Sif Gimel, that even though a person was already yotze to the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, he is able to make the bracha to be mitzi someone else in their obligation. And this is based on the halacha and Tkiyas Shofar, regarding the halachas of blowing the shofar, where the Magen Avraham writes that a person who is already yotze Tkiyas Shofar is able to be mitzi someone else. However, those who are listening to the Tekiah Shofar should make the bracha for themselves. Now, in the event that the Baal Kirei is an Aval and is reading the Megillah for other people, he should not recite the brachas, since an Aval is not permitted to publicly recite the bracha of Shehecheyanu. Therefore, someone else should recite the brachas, and the Aval may then read the Megillah. Regarding this halacha, the mourning period during which one is considered an Aval is 12 months for one's parents and 30 days for other immediate relatives.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.